Manuscript Releases, Volume 4, Numbers 210 to 259. M.R., Number 236. The Work in New York City. Sunday the 24th was a rainy, disagreeable day. I was surprised at the attendance in the hall in New York City. There was a very much larger number than we could reasonably expect. I spoke from 1 John 3. The Lord gave me freedom in speaking His word. The blessing of the Lord seemed to attend the word spoken. May the Lord bless the hearers. But my burden did not leave me. I had a message to the believers in New York City, that all who are truly converted unto the proclamation of the third angel's message must not present to the world, to angels, and to men, division in the place of unity. The truth of God sanctifies the receiver to be a channel and representative of His grace to the world, and to angels, and to men. To all who hear my testimony in New York City, I testify that the words which are written in this testimony are of a surety appropriate to this people. Open the door of the heart to Jesus Christ. Let Him come in and take possession of the entire being. The plagues of the Lord God of hosts are in our world. Men and women are perishing in consequence of the judgments that have been sent by Him, because they do not take heed to His works and ways. Nevertheless, they do not say, "Because of our sins the Lord has done this." 128, 1901, 12, 13, 15. The Principles That Should Control the Lord's Workers, typed December 24, 1901. I am not able to write much, but the words were spoken, "Forbid him not." Messages will be given out of the usual order. The judgments of God are in the land. While missions must be established to do the work you are doing, to reach a certain class of people according to the light given, yet besides this, a message is to be borne so decidedly as to startle the hearers. I have just signed my name on the back of the check which I received today. The money is due you from me. I have used it in Australia to open work in new fields. I have hired this to help you in New York. You need it. And you cannot tell how pleased I am to secure this money, giving my note for it. I wish you had the $5,000. As soon as you enter into any arrangements for the purchase of the hall, I can send an appeal to some persons who I think will help. This morning we received an excellent letter from Sister Haskell. I am sure that a good work is being done in New York, and I wish that the work there were 100-fold stronger than it is. It has been presented to me, but I dare not express it or hardly breathe it, that in such cities as New York, Utica, and Buffalo, God will move upon the hearts of moneyed men when the Bible, and the Bible alone, is presented as the light of the world. In these cities the truth is to go forth as a lamp that burneth. We ask you to remember that ever since Elder Haskell accepted the truth, he has worked earnestly for its advancement. Few have done as much as he has done. His life should now be specially guarded. He should have not only men, but means for the carrying forward of the work in New York. This is a most important field. There is a class of moneyed men there who, if they see the work carried forward sensibly, not extravagantly and self-indulgently, but with simplicity and self-denial, will help with their means. It is very important that at this stage of the work in New York, Elder Haskell have well-qualified helpers, men who have the true missionary spirit, who will take up the work in accordance with Christ's example. Brother Brunson is needed in New York, and I am somewhat surprised to see that now, just as he is getting hold of the work there, plans are being made to call him away. I hope that the Lord will give Elder Brunson clear light in regard to his post of duty. It is a man's privilege to know for himself whether he is in the right place, without depending on any other man's preferences or decisions as to where he shall devote his energies. The work in New York has been laid open before me. The Lord has shown me that the circumstances connected with that work are of such a character as to make it necessary that no haphazard work be done in sending men there. Elder Haskell needs the very best helper that can be provided, a man who will not make friction, who will understand his duty and do it. In answer to prayer, such a man has appeared. To take him from the field, just as he is getting acquainted with the work, and put him where there are already several workers of talent and ability is not in the order of the Lord. Let Brother Brunson remain where he is, and if you need someone else on the school faculty, ask the Lord to provide for your necessity. 142, 1901, pages 1, 2, 3, 4. To Dear Brother Sutherland, October 16, 1901. We are thankful that in Greater New York, doors are opening for the truth to find entrance in many hearts. Elder Haskell and wife are of good courage in the Lord. Certainly they have a grand opening. Before Elder Haskell's special effort was begun, there were some good workers in Greater New York. But until Elder Haskell and wife went there, the way was not fully opened. Brother and Sister Haskell began their effort quietly in some of the immense blocks in the city, doing house-to-house work. This is as it should be. Already a good company has been raised up. I thank you both for writing. I have had much writing to do of late, and, as I consider the matter, I realize that it is a very, very long of late. I feel deeply interested in your work in New York City, and have often desired that it were possible for me to step before your assemblies and bear my testimony. The medical missionary work is the pioneer work of the gospel. Work for the sick and suffering tends to remove prejudice against the evangelical work. The hearts of those for whom medical missionary work is done are often by this means opened to the truth. By this work, wealthy people may be reached, who, with their means, will assist in the work. This has been demonstrated in Australia. Released March 3, 1970.